Hey everyone, Blake Crash Priddle here, and welcome once again to The Medley. It's good to be back after a short summer break, and this time we're going to be speaking with Canadian Gemini Award-winning actor Booth Savage. Booth has been acting for well over 50 years, and he's probably most recognizable to many Mr. D fans. Hope you enjoy. Was pursuing a career in acting and performing something that you always dreamed of doing, or did you have another career path early in life?
I come from a military background. My dad was a soldier. My brother is a soldier. My eldest sister was in the Navy. I was pretty much committed to going into the military myself. That was basically my goal growing up, was to go in the military. So I was in the reserves, did all that. But then, you know, life came along, changes happened, and I ended up going in another direction. But I never imagined being in show business. In fact, when I came up, there really wasn't anything like show business in Canada. You know, there was nothing to aim for. And I think I was in grade 11 or 10 or something, and I played the clown, and we went to the Sears Drama Festival, and I won the Best Actor Award, like, much to my surprise. And I went, wow, holy mackerel. So I guess that kind of convinced me that maybe this is something I should pursue rather than juvenile delinquency. So I sort of changed direction and decided to apply for the National Theatre School when I graduated from high school. And of course, I was not accepted because I was just a hick from Ingersoll, Ontario. I had no idea what I was doing. And was kind of devastated when I wasn't accepted into the National Theatre School. But turns out my wife wasn't accepted into the National Theatre School, nor my son, Tyrone, both of whom have had stellar careers in the acting world. So maybe the National Theatre School didn't really know what they were up to.
And didn't you and Janet Lane Green and Tyrone Savage appear together in an episode of Goosebumps?
I think we did, yes. The great thing about that was that Tyrone had the gig. He was already cast, and Janet and I had to audition to play his parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't automatically get the job. We had to go come into Toronto and audition to play his parents. And I guess we were good enough to play his parents that they actually gave us the job.
And you played Principal Calhoun in a very famous Canadian sitcom, Mr. D. I mean, that must have been a blast.
Callahan. Principal Callahan.
Oh, Principal Callahan. My mistake.
That's okay.
But it must have been amazing to work with Jerry D and to be a part of that show.
Jerry's an amazingly talented and dedicated, driven guy, for sure. He's, I always say, like, getting a television show made is like pulling your pants on without lifting your feet from the floor. And he really did that single-handedly. Well, he and Mike Volpe, they did what needed to be done to get that show on. They shot a pilot, which I wasn't in, with another principal, guy playing the principal, and for the CBC. There, Jerry talked him into shooting a pilot, and that pilot didn't get picked up. And he talked the CBC into letting him reshoot a pilot and giving it another go. And that's really rare. And shot another pilot. And Jerry and I had done another movie together. We did a movie shot in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia called Canada Russia 72. And I played the coach of Team Canada, Harry Sinden, and Jerry played one of the hockey players, one of the Boston Bruin hockey players. The name escapes me, having a senior moment. And we got to be pals on that show. And he said, Booth, I'm gonna I'm going to make a TV show and you're going to be in it. And I went, yeah, yeah, of course, Jerry. And I met him on the street in Toronto many months later. And he said, I am going to get to make that show and you are definitely going to be in it. And I said, yeah, yeah, right, for sure, Gary, Jerry. And then he made the show and I wasn't in it. So I didn't really think too much about it, but then I did eventually get to be in it. Yeah, and I lasted four seasons.
And you got to work with Jonathan Torrens as well, that played
Who's one of the most brilliant actors, comedians I've ever worked with. The funniest guy I've ever worked with. Just brilliant, genius, funny guy. I can't say enough about Jonathan. He's just one of the greatest comedians I've ever worked with.
Mr. D was shot at, I believe it's called Citadel High School in Halifax. You know, I went there once to drop off a resume at the theater that they have there. And I said, this place looks familiar. Is this where they made Mr. D? And the secretary said, yep, you got that right.
Wow, small world.
You'd mentioned working with your son and your wife in Goosebumps. Were there any other movies or TV shows that the three of you worked on together?
Well, Tyrone was a child star. He was the one of the stars of a CBC series called Wind at My Back, which was, I think, maybe five or six seasons. And he played one of the two young boys in that show. It was a Sullivan Entertainment show. And I played his dad in the first episode of that show, but I got stung to death by killer wasps and died in the first episode. But we got to act in that together. And since then, I don't think we've appeared in anything since then. Janet and I have done a bunch of things together, but I don't think Tyrone and I have acted in anything else since then that I remember.
So you have a degree in playwriting. I assume that you've written a few plays, and if so, what are they called?
I've written about a dozen plays. I'm just finishing touches on my latest play called A Talent for Happiness, which we're going to premiere this weekend. I have a little theater in my basement, a 24-seat theater that I created in my basement, and we're going to premiere that play now. And it's the third play in a trilogy of plays written for senior actors. I wanted to write several plays for senior actors. So I wrote a play about three and a half years ago called Sometimes I Love You Always. And then the second play, that play was done at Here For Now, the Kingston Fringe, and in our basement theater. It's a great success, got great reviews, people loved it. Was just Janet and I were in that. Then the second play, which we did last year, was called Space Age Motel, another two-hander that Janet and I did at Here For Now. And we did it in Kingston, we did it a few other places. And this current play, A Talent for Happiness. So all three of these plays, if you're out there, if you're a senior artist and you're looking for a play, very little infrastructure, not much needed in terms of props, sets, or design, just basically your acting talent. And this third play, the one that we're working now, A Talent for Happiness, requires no memory work. It's meant to be read. So if you're a senior actor who's been giving up on working on the stage because you don't want to deal with memory work anymore, please, this play will be available at Playwrights Guild Canada probably in the next couple of months. And please get it and have a ball, have a blast. It's really funny and touching, and I really want to send out a blast to all the senior actors out there who feel that the train has passed them by.
I've been in a few community theater plays, and a lot of them didn't have a lot of props or sets or costumes. And for a while, I used to not be a fan of that, but I realize now that those plays are often the best because it gives the audience a chance to use their imagination.
Well, I think it's, I mean, obviously, you think that with the success of podcasts and how they've come on, I mean, you're not having anything except the human voice, really, to keep your audience listening and interested and intrigued. And I've always been a fan of the spoken word. I remember when I was a young man, there used to be a guy on the radio, a local Toronto radio station named Fred Napoli. And he used to read these most amazing stories at midnight. And I just loved hearing his voice. He had a great voice, and he knew how to tell a story, and he told these fabulous stories. And I was just a young actor, just sort of making my bones, and I've always been really attracted to the human voice. I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's kind of what my main interest now is.
So what are some other live-action movies that you are in that you enjoyed the most?
I made a movie I made a TV movie called The Last Season. Which I shot partially in Finland, and it was based on a Roy McGregor novel. And I played a character called Felix Baturinsky. It's a great novel. If you're anybody out there listening, you want to read a great Canadian story that happens to have hockey in it, but it's about a guy who's raised as a Polish immigrant parents and becomes an NHL tough guy, based kind of on Dave Tiger Williams and Dave Schultz. Those, I don't know if you're probably too young to remember those guys, but they were like cement heads, tough guys in the 70s in Canadian hockey. And so this story is loosely based. That was fabulous. I got to go to Finland and make this wonderful movie. I won a Gemini for it. I had a great time. I got to work with John Colicos. It was directed by Alan King, one of my all-time favorite directors and human beings. Produced by Bob Sharon, who produced another series that I did called Keep the Home Fires Burning, which was an early CBC show. I think I did 5 seasons of that, starring opposite Wendy Crewson, who now is a big star. And tons of, but mostly I was a stage actor for the first 25 years of my career in show business. I was in the original company of Passamurai, Theatre Passamurai, in 1968. And then I was in the original company of Toronto Free Theatre. And I worked at all of the, what were then called the underground theatre, sort of. I've always been attracted to the alternate theater, the weirder, off-brand stuff. I did a couple of seasons at Stratford, but not my shining moments were not at Stratford. More, my joy was in doing the wild, barefoot, half-naked stuff in the backroom theaters of Toronto. And I guess my all-time favorite theater experiences back in the day were working with a great Canadian playwright called Hrant Aliyanak, and he and I collaborated on a number of plays, which were just great experience all the way around. Some of my favorite stage experiences.
This is something that I'm sure a lot of listeners are probably wondering. I know sometimes show business can be busy. Did you ever find it a challenge to balance family and work life?
I don't think you have to be in show business to find it a challenge to balance family and work life, but I've been really blessed. I have had a great marriage. I've been married for 45 years now. My kids are just fantastic, always have been. We all like and love each other. Of course, there have been moments along the path where we've had our differences, but overall, no, I've been really one lucky guy. And one of the things that's been fortunate, at least with Janet and I, it seems to have worked out over the years.
So you're working on some plays now. Do you have any upcoming live action roles in film or TV?
No, I'm pretty much retired. I got pretty ill about 5 years ago, and it kind of took me out of the took me out of that world. So I just kind of let it go, and I feel like, you know, I don't really have a, I'm not burning to do that. What I really want to do is just do my own stuff now. I don't really want to go, and I don't want to go out of town and do any plays or TV shows. I like staying home and writing my own plays and producing them and working on them and doing that, and just doing what I want to do. I'm at the age now where I can just do whatever I want to do. I don't need to go and prove anything to anybody else.
Well, you've had an amazing career, and and you're still doing your own thing, which is awesome, something that you enjoy. And Booth, thank you very much for joining us this week. I really enjoyed chatting with you.
My pleasure. And good luck with your podcast, my boy.
And that was Canadian actor Booth Savage. I hope that you enjoyed this edition of The Medley, and remember, we're all kinds of different.